Welcome to the Empowered You podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Espino, a former licensed social worker turned spiritual empowerment coach and transformational speaker. And I am on a mission to help you rediscover who you truly are on a soul level so you can create the life you truly desire and make the impact that only you were born to make. This unfiltered podcast is your weekly Espino Espresso shot of empowerment, information, strategies, incredible guests, fun, and so much more, all geared towards helping you believe with pure conviction that you are more than enough and have the power and abilities within you to make your dreams and desires a reality. Because let me tell you, sunshine, the world needs you. Now let's get this party started. Welcome back, sunshines, to another episode of the Empowered You podcast. What is up? How are you? What is going on? So I know it's been a minute. It has been a freaking minute since we've hung out, since I've been on here. And, you know, usually I give you a little spiel what's going on in my world. And what's really been up for me is that I've just been doing the anti-racism work, and I've been really working on my business foundations. Recently, I invested in a program by James Wedmore, which is called Business by Design. And I'm actually doing that with my girl, Alvita, who she's on the podcast as well. And she's the one that I run the Empowered You retreat with. And it's just been so insightful and mind-blowing. And these last couple weeks have been, I feel like I've been cocooning, if that makes sense. Like I've just been just learning and growing and listening and self-reflecting and introspection and all that good stuff. And I'm very intuitive, and I just knew that right now it wasn't podcast time, right? It was like Kelly got to get her own shit together time. You know what I mean? Like Kelly needs to really look within and do some introspection and do some work at this time. So that's kind of where I've been at, guys. So I just wanted to give you the heads up. Not that you need the heads up, but just to tell you what's up. Like hate's a very strong word. So cancel, clear, delete. I was going to say hate, but like, I dislike not being consistent with you guys. I really do. And I know that's not going to serve me or you. So like, my intention is to really work on eradicating this whole like thing that I got going on where I post a podcast episode and then it's like weeks later I post another one. Like the goal and the intention is to get back to consistency 100%. I also trust that the divine timing of it all, and I'm not going to fight that, and I'm not going to push or force an episode because that never works for me. I don't like that feeling. It doesn't feel aligned and it's not going to serve you. So we're going to see where this goes. You already know my intentions. So we're going to see. But today is a solo cast, and it's going to be a really short solo cast, but it's a realization that I had, a revelation that I had that I wanted to share with you all. And the intention of me sharing my story is to help you self-reflect in your own life and recognize if it's affecting you as well in your own way. So I know you're probably like, okay, what are you talking about? Okay, let's talk about it. So being a part of this Business by Design program, he has different modules, and it was module one is all about mindset, psychology, like the foundation of an entrepreneur, right? Regardless of where you are on the spectrum, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, if you're an established entrepreneur, if you're wherever, right? So he had a PDF, and one of the questions was, what is your perspective on business? Sunshines. My initial thought, I initially was so ashamed that I wasn't even going to freaking write it down, but I was like, Kelly, you got to be all in. You got to be truthful. I mean, I tell my clients that all the time. Like, how are we going to change anything? How are we going to transform if we're not honest with ourselves, right? If we live in denial. So I wrote that down, and the thought that I had was, When asked what, like on the PDF, what is your perspective on business? Initially, I thought it's a necessary evil. What? Like what? This is a big red flag, like a big, you know, hands up, like waving up and down, like, you know, when you're in the island and you throw something in the air to get saved, like that was it. And I was like, holy shitballs. Did I just think that? Did I really think business is a necessary evil? So I kind of digged into this a little deeper because what I realized was I've had this story that for so long that I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like I never, ever wanted that. I was cool working at a, you know, working with a team. I'm very emotionally intelligent. I know how to work with people. I love working in a team. I, you know, I can definitely deal with management. I know how to fluff up people's egos. I know how to work with people well, right? So I never had that desire of like, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. You know, I had Jerome Fenton on the podcast and he's been a serial entrepreneur since forever. And he knew, like, it was like innate within him. He knew he wasn't going to work for anyone. He knew he wanted to be an entrepreneur. My girl, Lexi Wilson, who was just the last guest on our podcast, she was literally doing entrepreneur work since she was like 8 years old, starting with like lemonade stands and then babysitting. And, you know, so you see those entrepreneurs that they just knew from an early age, this is what I wanted to do. Well, your girl over here, Kelly Ovejia, never, ever, ever wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like, I never read a book for it, never took a class for it. Like, it just was not what I thought I was ever going to do. And so with that story, I was like, where is this going, right? This necessary evil. Oh, okay. It's coming back to me, guys. Sorry. So I had that story, right? But what happened was I eventually became an entrepreneur, right? But I felt like I had to become one because I always had this inner knowing that I needed to do something that lit me up. Always. It was like I was born with that. I just knew I had to be lit up with what I was doing. And I also knew that in order to make the impact I was born to make, because I knew I was meant to make one, being a social worker wasn't going to be enough for me because I could not really share about myself. I couldn't disclose about myself. I couldn't really bring in energy work or spirituality into the work I was doing. So the transformation that my clients were receiving were literally minuscule, so little. And it wasn't lighting me up. It wasn't inspiring me. And I felt like my hands were tied behind my back as a social worker. So I felt like, all right, I have to create a business. If I'm going to be able to be all me and bring everything that I'm passionate about and make the impact I was born to make, I had to start a business. So it was like one of those things where I started a business, like, but like with going in the mud, like if you can put that visual in your mind, like walking through the mud, not like, yeah, I'm going to start my own business, but like, oh man, I got to start my own business. Damn, Daniel, you know? And obviously that's not a great headspace or, you know, stories to go into business with. Right. And what was interesting was he asked James in this like video series, asked the question of if you could do exactly what you're doing right now as an entrepreneur, but have the salary that you used to make times two, would you do it? And I thought, no, because I was getting paid shit. Like, if you ever want to get paid good money, don't go into social work. That's not the place for you. But you can go, you can start there, gain some skills, gain some knowledge, and then expand. But so initially I thought no, but I was like, but if you would give me $150,000 a year doing what I'm doing now, oh yeah, I would do that in a second. And again, these thoughts are very concerning. As an entrepreneur, you know, there's no glass ceiling, only the glass ceiling you put on yourself. There's endless amount of possibility out there. Anything is possible. So the fact that I had that employee mindset still, it was concerning. So I digged into this a little deeper. Okay, business is necessary evil. Never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I would go back to salary if I was getting paid a certain amount of money doing what I would love, right? So I would limit myself. Okay, what is the deeper meaning here? What is the deeper story here? So as I kept journaling on this, I'm like, okay, business feels hard. That was like the limiting belief I had. I didn't want to become an entrepreneur because I felt entrepreneurship was hard, hard work, really, really hard. Business was hard. And I'm like, okay, where is this coming from? This whole business is hard. And I didn't judge myself, but I was just open to answers, because this is the thing with your subconscious mind. If you, your subconscious mind is programmed to find answers for you to the questions you ask it, right? So I was just like, where did this come from? And sunshines, your girl Kelly here has done a lot of work on business beliefs, on money stories. I've done programs. I've done a lot of work on this. So I didn't think new realizations were going to come in, right? But hold up, wait a minute. When you are so open and you're not judging yourself and you're really allowing the information you to receive it without judgment, and you're asking the right questions to help receive the guidance that you want, what came to me hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. So business is hard. Where does this come from? So as I was thinking about it, and I was like, wait, my grandparents they're retired now, but they were business owners. They had bodegas, and they had a CD store in Washington Heights back in the day, obviously, when CDs were a thing, like albums. And so I'm like, wait, and I never even put this thought together. I'm like, they're entrepreneurs, so why aren't my parents entrepreneurs? And why was I never like fostered growing up with entrepreneurship things, energy? Does that make sense? Like, my parents were very much like, okay, go to school, become bilingual, get a good job. Like, go to school, become bilingual, get a good job. That was the thing. It was never like, oh, you know, start your own business, or, you know, it was never that. So I thought, you know, that's kind of weird. Being a product of, like, my mom being a product of her parents, which were entrepreneurs, and then my dad, which came into my mom's life when she was 14, basically my mom's parents raised him. So like, it's like, why were they so anti-entrepreneurship? So what I recognized, I asked my mom this because I was very curious. I was very like, that doesn't make sense. Well, I just don't understand. Like, why wasn't it passed down, this entrepreneurship? And the first thing my mom said, because I asked her, I'm like, so you never wanted to be an entrepreneur, even though you saw your parents be business owners? And she was like, oh no. She was like, they were slaves to their business. And I'm like, boom, there you have it. There it is. So I didn't realize I was absorbing this messaging. So growing up, yeah, I saw my grandparents work their asses off Monday through Sunday, all day, birthdays, missing birthdays, holidays, celebrations, special occasions. I mean, they worked hard. They made really good money, and they never complained about it, because coming from Cuba, they were just grateful to get out of Cuba, and they were just grateful for the opportunities they had here, because my grandma's brother came to this country before my grandma, and he started setting up these businesses in Washington Heights, New York, right? So I never realized, like, because they were never complaining. Like, they were just happy for the opportunity. I never realized that although they didn't verbalize it, I visually saw them work their ass off all the time, working hard to have a successful business. Eventually their business, they retired because, I mean, it was going out of style. Like, no one was getting CDs, blah, blah, blah. So I don't feel their business failed, but it was just, I guess in a way it did, because they wouldn't have retired if the industry wasn't dead. You know what I mean? So in a way, I guess it did, but also they were around that age. Like, it was time. I never thought about this impact, because I never visually saw them being like, oh my God, I have to work, or complaining, it's hard. But just because they never said it, energetically, I absorbed that messaging. And then also energetically, my parents absorbed the messaging of, oh my God, you do not want to have your own business, because then you're going to be a slave to your business. You're going to work so effing hard. You're not going to be able to be with your family. You're going to miss out on things. So my parents absorbed that messaging, which then was transferred to me as well. So this literally was like a huge ass realization, and it made so much sense why I felt business was hard, although I had so much evidence to prove me wrong. You know, we've sold out retreats within days. I've had clients that booked with me for coaching programs that I wasn't even promoting, that came out of the air. You know, like, I have evidence to show me that business does not have to be hard, that it can be super fucking easy, right? But despite having this physical evidence, I also had evidence in my business where shit was tough, you know, like really tough, like paycheck to paycheck, but it was month to month and times where I didn't know where the money was going to come next and how I was going to pay my bills. And, you know, there was tough times. So how our mind is wired to keep us alive and to keep us safe, it focuses on all the bad shit, right? It doesn't show the good shit. So I was focusing on the bad shit, but then also this energetic, this generational conditioning that I absorbed, that I inherited without realizing, of business is hard, was 100,000,000,000,000,000% affecting my ability to really show up powerfully in my business, to expand my business, to really make the impact I was born to make. And this was all sneaky. This was all subconscious programming. This was all, I had no idea was sabotaging my success and my ability to be of service. So I share this with you all because you guys know I like to tell you what's up with me. You guys know I keep it real, but the bigger intention here is that I share my stories for the intention for you to self-reflect in your own life and ask yourself, where are you not happy in your life, right? Whether it's relationships, health, career, business, it doesn't matter, right? Ask yourself, what do I believe here? You know, where's the deeper meaning here? Self-reflect, allow yourself to really just be open to receive guidance and really dig, be curious, be like an investigator, but in a very not judgmental way, in a very just curious and open way. Because I'm telling you, sunshines, we are absorbing messaging, stories, limiting beliefs. We're inheriting it from society, from our upbringing, from trauma, from generational, from ancestral stuff. Especially now, ancestral stuff is coming up big. So with this newfound realization, with doing this introspection work and asking yourself, where does this come from? You know, what do I really feel? What is my perspective on business? What is my perspective on relationships? What is my perspective on my business? My career, my weight, my health? Like, really dig in and see what is up. Because with this newfound realization, with this aha moment, this clarity, and now put me in the position where I get to choose what I believe, because now I'm aware of it. I choose to break this cycle. I choose to not subscribe to the belief that business is hard. I choose to believe that business is fun, simple, and easy. And it is. It's already done. You know what I mean? So again, please look in your own life, self-reflect, ask yourself these questions. Give yourself permission to receive guidance, dig into it without judgment, with curiosity, and then with your newfound clarity, decide, make a decision to choose something different and choose to set the intention that with this clarity, with this awareness, the healing will be already done. It's already done because now you're consciously aware. It's no longer sneaky running your subconscious mind, which is affecting running your life, but it's now to your conscious awareness that you now can make an active, conscious decision to choose to change this, because you can choose to change it. It's within you 100%. It's possible. So that is my little spiel for you guys today. I really hope this really resonated with you and really helped you self-reflect in your own life. And that's really a wrap for me. So sunshines, I have some really great guests that I'm inviting on the show. Lexi is going to come back for a part two. Stay tuned. Okay. And let me know your thoughts on this episode. Feel free to take a screenshot of this, tag me at It's Kelly Spino on Instagram or Kelly Spino on Facebook. You can write a 5-star review. You know, I really appreciate that. And that's how we get more people to see the podcast and all that good stuff. So that is a wrap for me. I love you all so very much. Let's hang in there, right? One moment at a time, one choice at a time, one day at a time, but we got this. We will overcome. We will get through this difficult time right now. And yeah, that's a wrap for me, sunshines. All right, I love you all so much. Send you all so much love, light, and positive vibes.